ATF Wire presents War Stories, a fan fiction podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of TF Wire's War Stories. I'm your host, Steven / Megatron. Today we will be reading a story from Dimentrix. And his story is called Generation Universe. As you know, Cybertron is irregularly a peaceful planet, which is in our universe. In the other, it is a different story, and these Transformers have not experienced the horrors that these Transformers in our universe have discovered until now.
I'm sorry, Orion. There's nothing we can do,
a frantic Jazz screamed.
There must! Teletran 1. How long before we have impact? Snapped Orion.
An orange Autobot desktop lit up with an error message displayed in white writing.
Unable to predict exact time.
Slag! Orion shouted. Give me your best est...
Orion was interrupted by several warning sirens going off at once.
Impact time predicted. Impact in 100 clicks. Suggesting evacuation. Repeat. Suggesting evacuation.
So now you tell us,
the cowardly Jazz said. Before he could say another word, the desktop he was working at blew up.
Jazz!
Orion shouted.
Incoming message for you, Orion, said Ultra Magnus. Put it on screen,
ordered Orion. On the screen, the face of a damaged villain appeared.
So,
the figure said while taking several gasps of air,
what a nice day for a bit of destruction, is it not? Megatron, you slagging, sucking...
No,
Megatron interrupted.
Why are you swearing? You should be enjoying your last days of existence.
I wonder, does that huge yellow horny ball belong to you?
I envy it, but it is not mine.
Stop being a prick and tell me what you want to slagging say.
I'm asking for a truce.
I doubt it.
Listen, that huge planet of a Transformer... will kill us all. We can't destroy it, so we must escape.
But how?
What about the Ark?
Of course,
Orion thought.
Men, we must head for the Ark. Transform and roll out.
As they left Iacon, Megatron laughed insanely.
Sound Blaster,
Megatron called.
Yes, Lord Megatron.
Sound Blaster replied.
Send out your cassettes. Get them to infiltrate the Ark before the Autobots do.
As you command, Lord Megatron.
Sound Blaster pressed a button on his left shoulder while he said,
Laserbeak, Buzzsaw, and Ratbat, eject.
Laserbeak, Buzzsaw, and Ratbat left Decepticon headquarters and went to the launch bay west of Iacon.
They could see that all the Autobots had entered the Ark, but they noticed that Jazz had been left outside.
Laserbeak fired at Jazz and waited for a response.
Hey, Orion!
A voice said.
You left Jazz outside!
Sorry, men, Orion replied. I'll go and get him. As Orion opened the door to get Jazz, Laserbeak, Buzzsaw, and Ratbat swept in undetected, transformed into their cassette modes, and fixed themselves to the ceiling of the engine room.
Autobots, prepare to launch!
The stabilizers let go of their tight grip on the Ark, and the blast shield slowly ascended.
Launch!
Orion ordered. The Ark fired its massive rockets and headed out of Cybertron's atmosphere. As soon as the Ark was so far away from Cybertron that no one could see it, Buzzsaw transformed into his bird mode and fired at the engines.
Buzzsaw, Laserbeak, Ratbat, get out!
Sound Blaster ordered.
Ultra Magnus, seal all doors. It will stop us from being ejected to the wall,
Orion ordered. get out! But they couldn't, and the trio were thrown into the engine as the Ark crashed on a jungle planet.
Lord Megatron, Buzzsaw, Laserbeak, and Ratbat succeeded.
Good!
Megatron laughed. Soundblaster looked towards his feet.
But they did not make it out.
Never mind about that.
What a tart.
Soundblaster murmured.
What did you just say?
Nothing, Lord Megatron.
Megatron looked at the yellow monstrosity before him. He hit the Decepticon insignia on his chest and shouted,
Starscream!
Yes, Megatron.
Starscream replied.
You can turn that hologram off now.
What do you mean?
That thing that we tricked the Autobots with.
That's not a hologram.
What?
I tried to tell you, but all you said was...
Not now, Starscream.
That's it!
You little rat...
Lord Megatron,
Soundblaster interrupted.
It's transforming.
We have to get out of here!
A frantic Starscream screamed. Megatron's face turned grotesque with rage.
Never!
He snapped. He punched his insignia again and ordered,
All units prepare to fire!
But he got no reply.
Bruticus, Menasaur, Devastator, anyone, answer me!
But still no reply. He looked behind him to see Soundblaster had gone, and a massive handprint had been left there.
Decepticons, come back here!
Then he pointed towards the giant robot in front of him.
You cannot destroy me! I am Megatron!
Before he could finish, the Goliath of a Transformer swayed its hand towards Megatron, and like a fly, Megatron was cast out, with tremendous force, into the distance of space. And that concludes the fanfic by Dimentrix. If you would like to hear your story on future War Stories podcasts, please post it in the War Stories forum on the TF Wire forums. After doing that, all you have to do is give us permission to use it in a future podcast. And this is Megatron, signing off.
The preceding story was not endorsed by Hasbro and is meant for entertainment purposes only. All fan fiction stories are copyrighted to their respective authors, and all fan fiction stories used within this podcast are used with permission from the author. This has been a TFWire.com production.